Okay, my friends. Before we get into today's story, I wanted to let you know about Spotify for Podcasters. It's the tool that I'm using to make my stories so that you guys can have new stories every day. If you are interested in sharing your stories, you've got to check it out. It's a really easy app. You can create your stories, you can edit them from your phone or your computer. So, no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating without having to go into a studio or do anything extra. They'll actually do all of your distribution for you too. So that part's really nice. And the best part, it's totally free. You don't have to pay for it. So you can get your stories out. I've really enjoyed doing it. I've been at it for almost, gosh, going on 3.5 years now. And because I can have questions and answers from my friends who are listening, I get to know what your thoughts are too. It's a lot of fun. I hope you enjoy me. www.spotify.com/podcasters to get started. Okay, friends. So today we are reading a story called Roaring Mad Riley. This was written by Allison Szczesinski and illustrated by Dean Gray and read today by Mommy and... Mommy and what?
Just
Mommy and just Mommy. And it's all me. It's all me today, guys. Well, that's exciting. I guess this... oh, the big blob of blanket next to me is only here just to look at pictures. So, without any further ado, here we go. Riley was happy. She felt like she was floating on clouds. What kind of animal is Riley?
Dragon.
A dragon? Or maybe an alligator? No, a dinosaur, I think. Uh-huh, a dinosaur. It was playtime at school. She was building a colorful city out of blocks. It had roads, houses, and trees, just like where Riley lived. It even had two tall towers that were almost as tall as Riley. Riley was putting the last block on her bridge when she heard a crash. Oh no. Parker had knocked over her tower. Riley was mad, roaring mad. She could feel her face get very, very hot. She huffed and puffed. She was breathing so fast. Her hands curled into fists. Her shoulders rose up to her ears. Riley's body felt so tight. Riley's teacher, Mr. Rex, asked gently, "Riley, how are you feeling?"
"I am angry!"
Riley roared. She picked up a block and threw it at the other tower. Crash! That tower fell down too.
"It's normal to feel angry sometimes. Everybody does," said Mr. Rex. "But even when we're angry, we need stay safe."
Which human in there and her class broke the tower?
This one. In the picture, we can see all of her classmates. And I think that one of her classmates, this guy here, was the one who knocked it over.
Which one is her?
So,
which dinosaur?
What kind of dinosaur is this? Mm-hmm. I don't know if I can answer that question. It's kind of hard to tell with the way this artist has drawn them. I don't know, maybe an apatosaurus or something like that?
Apatosaurus.
Yeah, I don't know.
"When you throw things, you can hurt someone and you can get hurt too.
But Parker knocked down my tower!
Riley shouted. Parker looked upset.
It was an accident, he said. I was moving a tree next to the tower.
But Riley was still roaring mad.
Sometimes when we feel roaring mad, Mr. Rex said, our face gets very, very hot, and we breathe very, very fast. When we feel this way, we can cool down by closing our eyes, taking deep breaths from our bellies, and slowly counting from 1 to 10.
Can you do that?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Riley didn't want to feel hot. She closed her eyes, took a deep breath from her belly, and slowly counted to 10. She felt her face get cooler, and her breathing slowed down.
Sometimes when we feel roaring mad, our body gets very tight, said Mr. Rex. When you feel this way, you can shake your hands and stretch out your arms.
Riley didn't want her body to feel tight. She shook her hands and stretched her arms.
What was she doing in that area?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, in the picture, friends. She's remembering when she was roaring mad and how hot she felt and how angry and tight. And so now she's stretching herself out, and look, it says she could feel her body relax. In the next picture, we see her a lot calmer.
Sometimes when we feel roaring mad, we want to kick or cry or shout. We might even want to throw something. When you feel this way, you can think about something that makes you happy. I'm thinking of planting roses in my garden.
Mr. Rex closed his eyes and smiled. Riley didn't want to feel angry, so she wanted to smile like Mr. Rex, so she closed her eyes and thought about riding her bike at the playground.
How are you feeling now, Riley?
Asked Mr. Rex.
I don't feel angry anymore, but I feel sad that my towers are broken.
It's okay to feel sad, Riley. I know you worked hard on those towers, said Mr. Rex. But you can build them again, and you can build them even taller this time.
And you know, when you feel sad...
What are the kids doing now?
I will show you. When you feel sad, it's okay to say, I feel sad. And then sometimes if you say, I feel sad to someone, they can make you feel better by giving you a hug or making something special for you out of something made out of something sweet to nibble on or something soft that you can cuddle with. There's all kinds of fun things that you can do to make yourself feel better when you're feeling sad too.
I'll help you, Parker said. I'm sorry I knocked down your tower.
Riley smiled at Parker.
It's okay,
she said.
I know it was an accident, and I'm not angry anymore. I'm sorry for throwing the block. I could have hurt you or myself.
It's okay, said Parker. Let's build the tower together.
Riley and Parker started building a new tower. This time, it was even taller than Riley.
Riley was happy again. She felt like floating on clouds.
And that is a great feeling.
What is she doing in that picture?
Oh, in this picture, she's angry. And in this picture, she's happy. And I think those are all really great ways for us to get all of our feelings out and learn how to use them properly and talk about them with our family and friends.
All right. And do we call it the
end.